Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to the very first episode of Maverick's Comic Roundup. As you may have guessed by now, I am your host, Maverick, and this is the Comic Roundup. I want to thank you all for tuning in and checking out the first show. I'm going to take a little bit of time to tell you what we got coming up in the next couple weeks. But first, I wanted to tell you a little bit about myself. What makes me the ideal host for a comic book show, outside of the fact that I've grown up reading comics and loving superheroes pretty much all my life, and now I make my living dressed as a comic book character running around like a fool in tights, as wrestling's only masked cowboy wrestling hero. Outside of that, I've done a lot of appearances at comic book stores. I have written for several comic websites. I now write comic book reviews for Totally Driven Entertainment, so hopefully you've been listening to that. Reading those and listening to the show, I should say. I hope you enjoy the show and you check it out. And if you want to call in, please do. Switchboards are open, as they say. And we can talk comics. So that's what we're getting into. The next couple of weeks, the show is going to cover all of the upcoming comic books coming out, the hot issues that hit this week, and the ones that we're all looking forward to. I'm hoping and arranging as we speak to have comic book-related guests call in, comic book writers, artists, comic book store owners. I've been reaching out to friends all around, super fans, cosplayers, and a whole lot more. We're also going to be covering Comic-Con and Free Comic Book Day and Halloween Comic Fest, and if all these are Greek to you, then hopefully you'll learn something by listening to the show. So hopefully you'll enjoy what we have. It sounds like I am having a little bit of issues here. My switchboard's running a little slow, so I'm having trouble finding what I need to find, so bear with me. It's the first show. We're going to get the bugs out. Not a big deal. We've been through this before. I've been on the air with Totally Driven in the past, doing a Mavs Comic Roundup segment on the original shows. It's very exciting as we reach show 400, but I was a part of it in the very beginning. As you may know me from this very time slot, I was co-host of LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, which left the airwaves a little while ago. And now I'm here on my very own show. So that is the long and the short end of it. I am trying to queue up all my audio for the show, but it's moving a little slow, so the commercial blocks are going to have to wait a bit. So let's just get right into some comic news. This week's new releases coming out. We've had some interesting books from both Marvel and DC, the two big publishers that came with big, big events recently. We're in the middle of the DC Rebirth, which is a rebooting and revamping of all their books, and they're still rolling out number ones, and we had several of those this week from DC Comics. And over on the Marvel side, we are knee-deep in Civil War II, sequel to one of the biggest comic book storylines from Marvel in the past decade. They're doing a huge sequel. It's very different, and of course, there's a lot of tie-in episodes and issues and miniseries to go along with that. But in stores this week, Civil War number 5 was one of the big books. Team Iron Man and Team Captain Marvel had a bit of a brouhaha in the middle of New York, as these things happen to do. The Guardians of the Galaxy got involved, and in the end, there is a bit of a twist, and I'm not going to spoil it for you, but if you want to talk about it, give us a call. And I probably should give you that number now, and guess what? I can't find it. So you're going to have to wait. That's interesting. Where is the co-host number? All right. I will find that and tell you what the co-host number is if you want to give a dial-in number. Oh, there it is. Speak to the host, 718-508-9883. So give me a call. Help me out on my first show. Let's talk comic books. That's the number. Also out this week for Marvel Comics, circling back to where we were, Amazing Spider-Man 18, Uncanny X-Men 13. And in those Civil War tie-ins, we also had Guardians of the Galaxy 12, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. 9, Venom Space Knight 12, All-New Wolverine 12, X-Men number 4, and Choosing Sides number 6, all from Marvel Comics tying into their great big event, Civil War 2. Over on the DC side of things, their rebirth is rolling along. We had some new rebirths out. Trinity number 1 was the first big book from DC, and if you want to hear my opinion on that, check out Totally Driven's website this week, because I just submitted my review for that. We also saw Raven number 1, a new relaunch from the Teen Titan favorite. Cyborg number 1, another Titan favorite getting their own series. Batman number 7, first part of a huge miniseries called Night of the Monster Men. And that is a multi-part crossover event that's taking place in the Batman family of books. Batman, Detective, and Nightwing are all getting involved, and involves, as you can imagine, monsters, and Hugo Strange playing a big part in it. He, of course, is getting some big-time press on the Gotham show. He played a big part in that, and possibly will coming down. We're not going to spoil that just yet. So you can catch that. Harley Quinn number 4. Wonder Woman 77 Special, number 4. That one's an interesting one because it's Wonder Woman based on the 1977 Linda Carter show. And she has a special. She's got a webcomic from DC, and they have been doing tie-in releases periodically with that. And then for in the independent world, a couple things to make note of. X-Files number 6, for all you X-Files fans. There is a comic book out that you can catch up on the current adventures of Mulder and Scully. The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers number 7, one of this summer's surprisingly big hits. It's a very well received, and a lot of the people I talk to in the comic world who have been reading it are very excited about it, and it's not exactly what you think. It's a little more of a grown-up take on the Power Rangers book, and but it's still filled with everything Power Rangers. And of course, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 62. Is also in stores this week. So all these big comic book releases, we're going to talk about some of them here on the show. Others you can read my review on Totally Driven Entertainment. But this week, Civil War 5 is probably the biggest book out there. I had a chance to sit and read it this afternoon before going on the air. And if you're following Civil War, you know the storyline. If you're not following Civil War, I'll give you a quick refresher. There is an Inhuman named Ulysses, and the Inhumans are very popular right now. They're following along with the popularity of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so they're getting much more high-profile works and appearances in Marvel comic books. The Inhumans play a big role in Civil War II, where Ulysses is an Inhuman with the ability to predict the future, and he's able to predict a pretty big catastrophe. Sorry about that. And it causes a bit of a split in the superhero community, because heroes like the Captain Marvel feel that they should use this Inhuman superpower and stop crimes and catastrophes and damage and problems before they actually happened. Iron Man completely disagrees with this theory, and of course, as these comic book things happen to do, they have a big blow up and a war ensues, and heroes are taking sides, heroes are switching sides, and there is, of course, tie-ins galore, so you can see just about every reaction from every Marvel character. And in this week, there was a huge turning point towards the end, and it plays heavily into the returning Captain America, Steve Rogers, and it plays heavily into another very popular character who's been getting high profile, Miles Morales, the new Spider-Man, although you can't really call him new now. He's not so new. He's been around a while, but there's a foreshadowing of an event that Ulysses feels or has a premonition, however that works. And it seriously involves the two of them and will definitely be a turning point as the series goes on. And Civil War has been a huge controversial book. We've seen some very, very interesting things in there. If you've been following along, most of the major Marvel characters are involved, and some of them are involved in big ways. So it's been an interesting take, very different from the last one. This one, the stakes are just as high. The situation's a little different. But I am enjoying it just the same, although I have to say I'm following mostly the lead books and not so much of the tie-ins. Over on the DC side of things, I have been following The Rebirth a lot as a DC fan growing up. The first job I ever wanted was to be Batman, so I was a little disappointed when he already had a job, or Bruce Wayne already had the job. So I've been following Rebirth a lot. Interesting take. They're kind of revamping their universe because several years ago they revamped their universe in what people refer to as the New 52. This relaunch is kind of a rebirth in which they're kind of mixing the original DC super universe with the New 52 universe and kind of taking a little of what worked in both and mixing them together. On the front this week, Trinity Number 1 came out. That is a book featuring Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. And it's going to be a series that follows the three of them along. And the first issue came out this week and introduced the players and how the series is going to go forward. So, again, I'm not going to talk too much about it because I did a review on it for the website. But check it out. But over on the Batman side of things, Night of the Monster Men hit the first part. The first two parts, I should say, hit this week. And it saw some kind of machinations by Professor Hugo Strange, in which corpses started turning into some of the most insane-looking monsters I have ever seen, even in a comic book. And Batman and his army had to pull together. And I say army, I mean army. In the Rebirth universe, Batman's not so much a loner. He's got several Robins working with him. He's got Nightwing, Batwoman, Batgirl, and several other characters, some surprising, working with him as well. And they have to come together and figure out how to stop the monsters from growing and coming, and that will continue in upcoming issues and will spread around. So keep checking that out, and we will review those and check those out as we go. And also, moving right along, this weekend, speaking of Batman, this past weekend was Batman Day. Batman Day was an event started by DC Comics a few years ago to celebrate Batman's 75th anniversary. He's been around 75 years, and he still looks pretty good for his age. He, of course, they celebrated the day with special giveaways, a reprint of Batman Rebirth, one of the first issues coming out from the Rebirth relaunch. They also, depending on the comic store you go to, and also Barnes & Noble's got involved, had trivia contests, cosplay events, and several other happenings. So it was really cool. So if you went to a Batman Day event, or if you sponsored a Batman Day event, if you were a librarian or a comic book store owner and you're checking it out, you want to give us a report and call in and check it out. I unfortunately didn't get to do a lot of Batman Day. I had some previous engagements and missed out on a lot of the fun, but I still followed along on social media, as it were. So, and that's the kind of thing that we're hoping to cover a lot more on the show as we get rolling along here. So that is my first news block of all the stuff coming up now. And unfortunately for me, I'm still having trouble with the function over here where I can hit the commercial block. So I'm going to have to stall a little more for you while I get that loaded up, unfortunately. Hopefully it's something that I can work out in the few weeks as we get going. So anyhow, so yeah, Barnes & Noble's got involved in Batman Day. They did a huge thing with it. They did a trivia contest, and they had coloring book giveaways, and they had different demos and a contest, a costume contest. I won't go and say cosplay because it sounds like it was more of a kids contest. And so many other things that were going on at Barnes & Noble. So even if you're not close to a comic book store, Barnes & Noble has been really great about doing a lot of events and hosting a lot of events comic book related. They did a ton over the course of the summer, and it looks like with Batman Day, they're going to continue into the fall. So, and that will lead into the next big comic book related event, which is the Halloween Comic Fest. And that is coming up. We're going to talk about that coming up as well, as soon as I get everything else loaded here. So, aha! I have just received word that I have someone backing me up on the boards here who's going to be able to run these commercial breaks for me. Because the thing over here isn't quite working. So, if you're there listening, my good friend Mike Ferrara, who was on earlier this evening, is going to come in and help me out here a little bit, it looks like, although I think I may have gotten it functioned. So we'll be back right after
today,
this.
You can buy a wealth of things, gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag? For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain
cash
out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance, branch NMLS number 173453, loan officer NMLS number 111400.
All right, it looks like we're back on the air after that commercial break, which included a plug from one of our favorite comic stores, Ontario Street Comics. You'll one of our proud sponsors. We're going to be hopefully catching up with them in the future, as well as a couple other comic stores. Shout out to the Comic Universe in Folsom. And then we'll be doing some stuff with them. So just a couple of the comic stores that will be gracing the roundup here, as it would say. So welcome back to the roundup. Once again, thank you for tuning on the first show. If you'd like to call in and talk comics, 781-508-9883 is the number. And we do have a caller on the line. Hello. Caller, can you hear me? Hello? Oh, hold on a second there, caller. Again, hello, caller.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
All right, tell everybody your name.
My name's Maria, and then this is my sister Megan.
Hi.
And if you don't know, this is a bit of a ringer call. Megan and Maria are my two beautiful daughters who both very much enjoy comics. Now, girls, I'm going to have you on one at a time. Why don't we start with Megan so she can talk for a couple minutes, and then we'll put Maria on. Megan's the younger one, so we'll go youngest to oldest. How's that?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hi. Hi, Megan.
Hi, Daddy.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. Now, you love comic books, don't you?
Yes.
What
it's
is
one
your
of my favorite,
favorite
things
comic?
In the world.
It's one of your favorite things in the world. And recently you've gotten into a new hobby, not just reading comics, but what?
Making comics.
Making comics. You enjoy making your own comics. What are some comics you like to read?
My Little Pony, and that's pretty much it.
My Little Pony. You're a big My Little Pony reader, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And a My Little Pony book came out this weekend.
Yep.
Did you read it?
Yes.
Do you want to tell me all about it?
I don't remember most of it. Some of it.
You don't remember most? That's okay.
No.
That's okay. So which is your favorite My Little Pony comic of all the comics you've read? Is there one that stands out in your mind?
I think the new one's awesome. And then there's also one with Fluttershy and the Kingdom of Crusaders, which is also my favorite.
Yeah, and what happened in that one?
They went on a crazy adventure because of Discord.
They went on a...
Hello?
They went on a crazy adventure for what? I'm here. They went on a crazy adventure
because
and did what?
Of this, because of a dragon, lion, horse thing named Discord.
Oh, okay. Because of a dragon, lion, horse thing called Discord. Very cool.
Yeah. Bunch of animals.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Okay, great. Very fun. And you read, is there anything else you like to read?
The Jedi Academy.
Jedi Academy, yeah. And Megan and Maria both are co-hosts on another podcast that we work on called
Galactic Clubhouse.
Galactic Clubhouse is a Star Wars family podcast that we tape, and a new one should be out this weekend, actually. Mm-hmm. You guys like doing podcasts?
Yes. I enjoy it a lot.
Me too.
Yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And now we have Maria on the phone.
Hi.
Okay. So what kind of comics do you like to read?
I
enjoy
reading
kind of comics.
Disney comics, especially the Disney Princess comics.
Uh-huh. There's a Disney Princess comic by Joe's Books, I believe, it puts it out, and it comes out every month. And can you tell me a little about it?
Basically, it's a bunch of comic strips starring the Disney princesses, like what happens after the Happily Ever After. It's really cute.
Okay. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comics you read? Because there's a couple that you read that are a little different.
Phoebe? I also read.
There you go.
It's
dance
really
class.
Fun.
It is really fun. And why do you like dance class so much?
I enjoy it because it's very realistic of what happens in our dance classes. And there's a really funny scene in one of them. And it's all of them fixing themselves in the mirror. And I know that actually happens because we do it all the time, me and my dance friends.
That's very cool. And when dance class first came out, you reviewed a couple of those, didn't you?
I did. They're on YouTube.
They are on YouTube as part of a previous podcast that I had worked on called The Comic Book Squad. One of the things we did is we had Maria and one of her dance friends, actually two different dance friends, took part in it to tape.
Mm-hmm.
And we taped a little web short called Dancers Read Dance Class, where they reviewed the comics.
Yeah.
And something cool happened.
It's you.
Hello?
What?
Okay. It's all right. What's going on? Are you all right there? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we're good. I can hear you.
Okay. Just making sure, because you were getting a little choppy there. I didn't know if you could hear me. Jim Salakrup, the editor of Paper Cuts Comics, and Paper Cuts Comics itself, shared out your reviews.
They thought
they were adorable, and they put them on the blog, and so you got a little bit of stardom there in the comic world.
I did. I thought it was very cool.
And we only got two of those comic books reviewed, so maybe in the future we'll have to.
I hope so, because we have like four more books.
Yeah, and there's a couple that you don't have yet, I think.
Yeah. I know they're out there, though.
Cool. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ladies, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just thought of something. I also have read the some of the Disney Princess comic strips. They're funny.
Yeah. Mhm.
There's the Disney comic strips where you guys Mickey Mouse on occasion, Frozen. You've had a couple of them.
Yeah. I enjoyed the Frozen. And like also at the end of the Disney Princess comics, it's two sided, so you get like a different story at the end. One time it was Descendants. It was really cool.
Then there was of Evil and Zootopia.
Yeah. So, they're very cool.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for calling in on my very first show. I wanted to make the show all about getting to know us, and you're a big part of Mavericks Comic Roundup, and hopefully we'll have you calling back and maybe contributing to the show with some segments in the future where you can review some of the comics you like to read.
Cool.
How's that sound?
Thanks.
Great.
Thanks, bye.
All right. Goodbye, girls.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. So, and that's, I had them call in, one, because it's a ringer, they're my daughters, but I also, that's a big message of mine, is that there is literally comics for everyone. There are comics for girls, there are comics for Disney fans, there's comics for superhero fans, and so much more. And we're going to try to cover them all on the show. It looks like I have another caller on the line, and I recognize this number, and it's a Friday Night Reunion. Welcome to Mavericks Comic Roundup, caller.
Howdy, partner.
There he
enjoying is.
Enjoying
the show. I'm enjoying the show. Yeah, you know what? I got to agree with you 100%. I've been reading comics since I was 5 years old. And I'll be honest, my reading came from comics. So I love comics. I love comic movies. I love talking comics. And, you know, something I don't get to do often, so I'll probably call in and shoot my comic questions at you.
Absolutely. Anytime you are welcome to call in, my friend. For those who don't recognize the voice on the other line, and shame on you if you don't, he's been a mainstay here on not just this time slot, but on Totally Driven as a whole. He was one of the original were you the original co-host?
I was a co-host. I was the original host.
He was the original host. I'm sorry, the original host.
Yeah, Bay was my
of
Bay
Totally
was my
Driven
co-host.
Radio. There you go. Yeah. Totally Driven Radio. Santa Frank himself, Frank Namoli, welcome back on the air, my friend.
Hey, good to hear it. Good to hear it, man. So I got to get right into it with you. Let's talk some comics here.
All right.
I want to see what your opinion is on all the changes. To me, like, you know, now that Iron Man is now a teenage girl, Thor is a woman, and they're just changing everything. Do you find that these changes are for the better, or do you think that they should stick with the tried and true, the stuff that's, to me, that has worked for the last 50 years? I just don't like the change for the sake of just, hey, it's something different. When I think that a lot of the stuff wasn't broken. I mean, what's your opinion on that?
I agree with you a lot on that. I've been following it a lot. It's something I get to talk about a lot when I'm hanging out at comic book stores, which I tend to do more often than I like to admit. And it's my feeling is I understand to a certain extent why they're doing it. And part of it goes back to what I believe, that comics are literally for everyone. And they're trying to make them more accessible. But at the same time, I'm not a big fan of taking a character and changing him for the sake of change. I bring up this a lot. Recently, they had Steve Rogers, the tried and true Captain America that most of the world knows. He's been Captain America for more than 75 years. Was replaced by Sam Wilson, the Falcon. And mm-hmm. I have a problem with that, not because I have a problem. I like the Falcon. I like Sam Wilson as a character. And a lot of people said they just made Captain America black for the sake of making him black. And I think if that is the real reason why they did it, if they just wanted the controversy of upsetting the old fans and the shock value and maybe bringing in some new fans, I don't know that it's the right way to go, because the Falcon's a great character regardless. And if you put, they made him Captain America and they put top writers on him, you can make these characters or create new characters that'll capture the imagination of the world without having to rely on replacing tried and true characters that people, in some cases, have a really big following. Like when they did it to Blue Beetle, there was some people upset, but not a whole lot. When you do it to Iron Man, the whole world takes notice.
It's funny you touched on that. See, and I think it shows a laziness in the industry instead of creating, again, like you said, comics are for everyone. So make new characters. If you if you want a young teenage girl to be Iron Man, well, or to have her own comic book, give her something new, or you know, have her be a protege, or try something new. I just think that just taking a character and changing it is just laziness. Now, it's funny that you mentioned Captain America. How many times over the years have they made someone else Captain America and it's bombed? It's happened 3 or 4 times, if I'm not mistaken.
It's actually a huge part of the character at this point because it's happened so often. Yeah, I mean, he just recently got back from the Winter Soldier deal only to be replaced by the Falcon again. And
each time they do it, the comic drops in popularity to the point where they have to bring them back. And I think at some point people are just going to get tired and not read it, because I know I have. I know I got to the point with a lot of books where the changes and the change ups and the change, and you just got like, you know what? It's not the characters that I grew up and loved.
Right, and therefore they run the risk of, if the new character doesn't catch on and they've alienated the old readers, they really do an injustice. And you know, there's a back and forth on the argument. A lot of people, when Miles Morales, who is the new Spider-Man in the Ultimate Universe, who's now a Spider-Man in the mainstream universe, which is another issue. They've now got like 8 Spider-Mans. You know, when he first became Spider-Man, there was a lot of people who were excited about it because Spider-Man was the one character who could be anybody, is what I heard a lot. He could be black, he could be Mexican, he could be Hispanic, because you don't see his face under the mask. And you know, there was in an instance, and they did it in a way that it didn't take Peter Parker off at the page, and it was pretty well received. But I think in a lot of instances, there are characters who, you know, they could make great if they wanted to reach out, and you know, Cyborg is a perfect example of that. You know, DC Comics has decided to make Cyborg a huge player in their universe, and it's a character that I've liked for a really, really long time. And instead of you know, making Aquaman, you know, a different race whatsoever, they've just decided to elevate a great character they already had and put him on a bigger stage.
And it's working.
Right.
And that's what, like, they had the great, like you said, they had the great minority characters like the Falcon, like Black Panther. And they just chose, they don't choose to elevate them.
It just seems in a lot of instances, yeah, they just they try something for shock value. And there are some instances where it's really worked for them, like Kamala Khan, the new Miss Marvel. There was no real Miss Marvel going on. You know, Carol Danvers was Captain Marvel, and you know that job was open, and having a new Miss Marvel, you know, and they took a chance and they did something different, and it's done really well for them. But then you have the new Hulk, the totally awesome Hulk, you know, which hasn't been
received. I don't even know about this.
Oh, you don't know about that one. There's
no.
A new Hulk there, my friends. Have you been following Civil War II?
Yes. I haven't read the latest couple issues yet, but I did see that he was. Oh, I don't want to do a spoiler. Can I do a spoiler? I mean, it's been out a couple months. I think I can.
It's a couple issues old. Yeah, you can. We'll spoil that one.
Yeah, I did see that he was killed by Hawkeye in
right.
the issue. So now they have a new
Hulk.
Yeah,
but even before he died, they had introduced a character who had actually been around the Marvel for a while, which I thought was interesting because it was a character who had been around in another role. Amadeus Cho is now the Hulk.
Why does that sound familiar?
He had been introduced a while ago, and what was he introduced in? He was Mastermind Excello, and he's had a couple of different things. He's actually in Spider-Man Web Warriors playing Iron Spider. So it's a character that's kind of floated around the Marvel Universe in supporting roles for a while, and I don't know how he became the Hulk. I know there was It was in one of the last miniseries. I forget exactly when, but he's been around since 2005. And he's literally been a part of everything. He was in the Illuminati. He was a Young Avenger. He was part of S.H.I.E.L.D., you know. And he was Iron Spider for a bit. And now, and he's Iron Spider in the cartoon, but now he's the Incredible Hulk. Or no, he's the Totally Awesome Hulk. And he's of Asian descent. So now we have an Asian Hulk. Teenage Iron Girl. Captain America is the Falcon. Thor is still a woman. So the Avengers look very different than they did for many, many years right now. And I don't know how it's being received overall. Now, the people I talk to tend to be like us. They grew up on comics. We get a little curmudgeonly when they start messing with things like that. All the replacement characters over the years gets to be a little frustrating. I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
But I don't know how it's bringing in younger readers or not.
And it's not even as much curmudgeon-y. It's just there's so many formulas that work. I just don't see why they think of changing them. See, I always said this, and I've said this for years. I think it always comes back to the writers and the artists. Your top books, such as your Spider-Man's, Batman's, Superman's, should always have the top artists and writers, bar none. And you won't have this lack of interest.
I absolutely couldn't agree more. And you see when they put those characters onto books, the sales increase. It makes absolute total sense to have the best creators you can working on these characters.
I always make the analogy, it's like going out and buying a Porsche, but putting the cheapest gas and the cheapest parts in it. At some point, it's not going to work for you. And I just think that, if they put a lot of effort into it, it would definitely be a better book. And, I've given some of them a chance. And like I said, it's just, it may take me a while, but nothing's caught on to me. I was going to say the best book I'm currently reading, still Injustice.
Okay.
I think the whole DC Elseworlds universe and Superman as a villain, he has probably been written, and this book is one of the greatest villains of all time.
No, it's funny because I started to hear a lot about Injustice, and it's not a book I read, but it's definitely something I want to check in. Somebody else recently was talking to me about Injustice, and it seems to be one of those sleeper hits.
I got interested in it from the video game, and then I seen that they were making a book. I said, let me read the first issue. By then, it was about 7 or 8 issues in, and one of the stores I deal with just happened to have the hardcover of the first 6 issues. Shout out to my boy Blue Line Collectibles. And he
turned me on.
He turned me on, and I'll be honest, I was so blown away that I have not. I have collected it from year one until now. Never missed an issue. I look forward to it each month because you get to see. It's just a whole different light of the heroes.
That's cool.
I said, they're portraying Superman as the greatest villain. I never thought I could say this, but you were just praying that he finally gets his at this point. I mean, you never thought you'd say, hey, man, I want to see Superman. But you literally, each book, just want to see him get his. And
that's
it just
cool.
Shows you
now,
like, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your statement.
No. I was done.
Okay, because I was staying on topic. I wanted to ask. Now, not being a video gamer, and I have not really read the book. what is the catalyst for Superman's quite radical change of heart?
Everybody's favorite villain, the Joker.
Really?
The Joker basically tricks Superman into killing Lois Lane and blowing up half of Metropolis.
And it just kind of pushes him over the edge.
Yeah, basically it did, because you find out that she was pregnant.
Oh.
And, you know, it was a combination of and it was really ingenious, and he basically just snapped.
Okay.
But he still doesn't think he's a villain. He sees as what he's doing is saving the world. And that puts him on the opposite end of the spectrum as Batman. So
okay.
It's almost like Civil War.
Right.
But with the one side definitely being wrong, and that would be the Superman side. But you have the more militant superheroes that lined up with him. Of course, Wonder Woman, Cyborg, Sinestro.
Okay.
Because they basically show off Superman. They always say, you know, Superman holds back. Well, in this, he doesn't. So he basically gave the heroes and villains the ultimatum, either you're with me or against me, and you don't want to be against me. So Sinestro ever opportunist, he did jumped right in there to be one of Superman's top lieutenants. So
cool.
So you have him
very
working
cool.
hand in hand with Sinestro. Yeah, oh it is.
Right.
And it has so many twists and turns, like stuff you just wouldn't expect. You know, heroes. A lot of heroes don't survive. And then in between, they just throw in issues that are so well written. Without giving it away, they just had a Bizarro issue.
Okay.
Which you literally were like, wow, and laughing your butt off the whole time. And then at the end, you just got this – you're just like, wow, I can't believe that's over. It was one of the books you were sorry that it ended, because it was
right.
just so well written. And I just think that they've hit something. And now I know they're ending it soon in the next couple issues, but they're coming out with Injustice 2. So I don't know if that's why they're ending this and they're going to reboot for the new Injustice game.
I gotcha.
But
it seems that they've done that before with Injustice, that it was a limited series and then came back into another series. And I don't know if that was because of demand or the plan. You know what I mean?
No, what they actually did is broke it down into years.
Gotcha.
It started with Injustice year one, and it's up to year six, even though it hasn't been out 6 years. I still can't figure out how they did that. At some point, I think they're cranking out two a month, because it's up to, like I said,
right.
year six, and the game isn't 6 years old. But
I got
it,
you. They're using Common Core math.
But it is probably one of the greatest hidden gems, and I have not met one person yet. I turned a few people onto it, and I'll even give it. I'll give you the hardcover to read. But I do want to.
Yeah,
back.
I definitely want to check it out. Yeah, right.
But once you,
I
treasure these books. Once you read that first six issues, you will be like, let me borrow the rest. That's literally how good it is.
That's cool. Now, are you familiar with a book called Irredeemable?
No, I am not.
Okay, that came
First
out a couple years ago,
it.
And it sounds very similar to what you're talking about in that it's a Mark Waid creator-owned book that he put out a few years ago, in which it's very much the same premise, just not exactly the same. It's the Superman character of that world. Irredeemable.
I remember hearing about it.
He goes to the Lois Lane person in that world and reveals his secret to her with awful, awful results, and it completely makes him go mental, and he becomes this really crazed, over-the-top supervillain. And his arch enemy, actually, in a series that accompanied him, it ends up becoming one of the biggest heroes of the series. They completely switch roles, and I don't remember what that one was called off the top of my head, but when you started talking about that, it sounded very much like Irredeemable.
Wasn't that made into a movie called Megamind?
Yeah, Megamind. I remember that movie.
Well, you're just kind of describing that where the hero became the villain and the villain became the hero.
Exactly. Exactly. Not exactly the same, but yeah, same kind of premise. So that's cool. So Injustice is definitely something you want to check out. Insufferable, I believe, is the backup, I think, or something. Maybe that's related to it. I'm not sure, but it's Irredeemable. So,
and the one good thing is they kept with the old DC continuity too. Whereas, you know, Batman is Batman, Dick Grayson is there, Damian Wayne,
nice,
Barbara Gordon, everybody is who. Wally West is still the Flash.
I'm a Wally West Flash fan, so that makes me happy.
Hal Jordan, you know. John Stewart, Kyle Rayner are all in it. Well, actually, Kyle's not in it for very long.
Poor Kyle.
But again, like I said, it is. So I didn't expect much out of it because video game comic. Boy, you know, it's.
Sometimes they don't do much.
No, and they really exceeded expectations with this. And, I mean, from all intents and purposes and everything I heard, it does well in sales. Understand what they're doing because they really haven't given you a heads up on why they're ending it in the next four or five issues.
Right.
I mean, eventually it would have to end because you can't keep the story going, you know. Going on
right,
forever.
It becomes ludicrous at some point. Right.
But the fact that they've maxed out every single hero in the DC universe in it, they use everything to its potential. Like they've used the magic heroes, they've used the like off the wall hero like Swamp Thing. Or
right.
Yeah, that's DC. Yeah, that's he played a big role in it. And the other interesting thing is, too, in this book, you were seeing the potential of all the heroes. Like, basically, everybody is showing what they can really do if they're able to cut loose, which is one thing I found really interesting because, you know, you see a lot of books and they never delve into the powers. And unless,
they
brought up Swamp Thing.
They really don't play with it. Yeah.
Yeah, and you literally see he is one of the most powerful creatures in the DC universe, and this literally explains to and shows you why, as well as characters like Raven, who plays a major part in the book. Cyborg is another one. Like, basically, Cyborg is pitted against Barbara Gordon. You know, so
okay.
It's Oracle versus Cyborg.
All right.
And it ends and it's of course Cyborg is the better of the two, but you're just like, wow.
Yeah, because you're dealing with the computer versus the hacker in that instance.
Yeah, yeah. So it's definitely a great book, man. If you haven't checked it out, you'll enjoy it.
It is definitely something on my list that I will be checking out soon, for sure, because you're the second person this week to bring it up, and it's the most I've heard about it in depth. But it's definitely something I want to take a look at, especially using the depth of the original DC Universe, which I think is the strength of the original DC Universe, is its depth. Are you reading The Rebirth?
Yeah, I got the Batman books.
Okay.
I have yet to read them. You know, unfortunately, my reading time is cut down with work and all. So, but I am getting into them. Suicide Squad, I tried out for a little bit. I wasn't too impressed with it. And that's it. It's a shame to say, but
okay.
I've cut down on comics so much, which I was a guy that probably back in the 90s was getting 50 books a month.
Yeah.
And you know, when the books were a lot cheaper, you could afford to buy the bad ones. You didn't cancel a book when it was bad at a dollar or $2.
Right. Now that they're $4
a
pop, depending on who you get.
They better be interesting and good.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the price has creeped up there on so many of them. DC pulled it back a little bit. And it's going with back to their $2.99, but Marvel is now $3.99, $4.99. So it keeps creeping up there. And then it gets tougher and tougher to read. A lot of people I know have gone to trade. Some people have gone to digital. A lot of people just go on to TV, but that's a whole other show that I am going to delve into in the weeks and months to come.
Is this not the greatest time to be a comic book fan with television?
I can't even – I never thought I'd say the day that I can't keep up with all of it. Between, you know, the DC Universe on the CW, you've got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you've got Walking Dead, you've got so many different – and then there's animated things that are just as good in some instances. Some of the movies and the Netflix shows, forget it. We're going to just – I'm seriously thinking next week is the 30th. It is also Luke Cage Day. And I know it's people are working and living, but if everybody wants to just quit their jobs that day and call in sick – and binge watch Luke Cage all day. We can have live reaction on the 30th.
At least the first episode.
It looks really, really good.
I know you don't want to get too much into the TV, but I'll tell you a couple things real quick. I just watched the latest episode of Spider-Man Web Warriors.
Okay.
And on Disney XD. And I will tell you, that and the Avengers are very, very well done. Especially the Spider-Man. The Spider-Man is so enjoyable and fun to watch. Now,
it's amazing. It's amazing to me how far Spider-Man goes into every aspect of Spider-Man. Every time I turn it on, there's another aspect of the Spider-Verse I never thought I'd see on television.
Well, it's funny because you were mentioning Miles Morales. And they actually just added him to the show as a permanent fixture in the show.
And they gave him a new name, which I think is quite smart.
Yeah. Which was one of the funniest episodes where he was trying to figure out his name. And Ben Reilly just kept ripping on him, giving him the worst names ever. And that has been very well done. They did the Return of the Sinister Six. They did the Spider-Verse where he met, and of course they animated Spider-Ham, which you can never go wrong with.
that when I saw that in one of the commercials, I was like, all right, that's amazing.
Now tomorrow night I am getting all set to watch. Me and my brother, we have our tradition of watching S.H.I.E.L.D. So I cannot wait to see it, especially with the Ghost Rider.
I saw a little bit of it.
Ghost,
I should have waited.
Ghost Driver.
I know they went with the newer incarnation of Ghost Rider.
I don't like him.
Johnny Cage. But you know what?
I think they were afraid of Luke Cage. Nick Cage.
Well, my problem with it was they're going with a character that's actually failed miserably in the comics, too.
Yeah, that book did not do well at all.
No one...
It makes me wonder if... Go ahead.
I mean, even when they redid Ghost Rider with Danny Ketch, it was more well received.
Right.
I think he's a different hero or a minority. It's he's in a car.
Right. It
I
goes
just
against
think
everything that,
the
that was cool about Ghost Rider.
Was the motorcycle.
Right.
And I think that's it. And I think by putting him on S.H.I.E.L.D., they're actually trying to – it's an old WWF trick where they're trying to build up the interest by shoving it down your throat.
Which they've done.
I don't
– My theory
I don't know
is whoever the new Ghost Rider is works at ABC. And that's why they went with that guy. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to put my Ghost Rider on the show.
Well – Marvel said when they got the licensing back for they got a few of their licensing back, Blade, Ghost Rider, and The Punisher all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they were going to put them all back in some way, form or another into the Marvel universe. And we saw that The Punisher
right.
was very superbly portrayed by John Bethel. Last year on The Punisher. And then, like I said, now they're doing Ghost Rider. And Blade, I think they're hoping to do another movie, or they're actually talking about a TV show.
Yeah, I've heard both. I don't know if it was speculation or it's the kind of thing they're not sure what they want to do with them yet. But, you know, Punisher was fantastic. And he from what I understand, I was just reading today, it may actually be shooting. So we may get that sooner than we thought.
Yeah. How great would it be in the upcoming one of the Avengers movies where they've already said that they're going to have over 68 heroes? You just see Wesley Snipes show up as Blade.
That would be pretty phenomenal, actually. Anytime you can squeeze stuff like that in there. And I liked the Blade movie. The first one was fantastic. The second one, third one were okay. But I loved the first one.
Yeah. I thought they would. Like you said, it was done well. I also like that they're working with Sony to get, you know, that was genius so that they could get Spider-Man into the Civil War and the other movies. You know, it's a shame that they can't do the same for the X-Men.
Right.
And Fantastic Four, because, you know, you're just hoping that those properties go back to Disney because they are just getting butchered.
brutalized, I know, and it would be an easier time for Marvel to get Fantastic Four into the world, because introducing all of those X-Men would be a beast, but I imagine they would just stick with, you know, we'd see Wolverine, Storm, and, you know, some of the more popular ones. I don't think we'd see a whole universe right off the bat, but it's going to be interesting to see what they do with the big Avengers brouhaha, because they've set the table in a very unique way, and it'll be interesting to see where they go in general. And we'll be covering that as it goes as well, because that's why we have Friday Nights to Talk Comics.
There you go. Well, I appreciate you letting me call in there, partner. I do enjoy talking comics and, you know, getting other people's opinions, because, you know, there's going to be a lot going on. So definitely it's a great time to be a fan.
It absolutely is, and when I jumped at the chance to do the show, and thanks to Bay for putting me back on the air and giving me a comic book show, it's something that I've been wanting to do for a really, really long time, and as it happened, here we are. I'm very glad you called in. It's always nice to chit-chat with you on a Friday night. And,
well, I just got...
you know,
I got a call for a driving, and it was actually a long ride.
Right.
It was a Jersey run. So I was listening to you in the car on the way back. And I was like, I want to call in, but I didn't really have a subject. And I was like, I just don't want to call in and be like, hey, how you doing? And then I was sitting there thinking, and the more I thought about it, I was like, you know what? I do have a subject.
There you go.
And we're gonna have regular topics and things to talk about as we go. But for tonight, I really just wanted it to be an intro to the world of comics. If you're new to the world of comics, if you have been out of it, if you're just someone passing by and listening in, you know, I kind of wanted this all entry. Next week, we're going to talk, for sure, we're talking about at least episode one of Luke Cage. And maybe another fun surprise or two. But there's going to be a list of themes coming up. So anytime you want to jump in, you jump right in.
Speaking of comics and stuff, did you mention that RetroCon is this weekend?
No. In my haste, I absolutely forgot that RetroCon was this weekend. I should have had it down. I don't have anything official from RetroCon, but we're still establishing ourselves. So hopefully some of these cons and stores and other things coming up. But, yeah, let's cover that real quick.
Talk to Mr. Ragney. I know he always gets press credentials for them.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's something I'm hoping to get more into as we get going. But, yeah, Greater Philly Expo Center this weekend is RetroCon, the 24th and 25th. It's a throwback kind of convention if you're into that kind of thing, and if you are listening to me, you probably are.
Ton of great old toys there.
Yeah, it's definitely a cool toy convention. They have some panels and cosplay and contests and lots of other cool stuff. I'm looking to see any cool guests that I can see off the top. 80s voice actors are going to have there a Pokemon Go giveaway. Different panels and things along the line. So if you're interested, retrocons.com, and you can find out more about that. And then again, it kind of popped up last minute as I'm just trying to get the whole thing going here. So as other conventions pop up, we will definitely hope to cover those in the future, as well as many, many events that are coming up. And a few that I may actually be a guest of honor at. But that's telling.
Hey, like I said, man, they had the inside track on Atlantic City last year, and I actually enjoyed Atlantic City more than I enjoyed a Philly con, so.
Well, there's a whole episode and a half to be dedicated on Philly con. not a lot of episodes anymore, unfortunately.
Con is the key word in there.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm not talking convention.
I hear you. It's safe to say after that show, Wizard World won't be calling.
Well, you remember, I'm not a host. I'm just a caller, so they can't hold you responsible for me.
Right. You can call in anytime you like. They can hate me all they want, though. You can still go.
Yeah. Well, my days of being able to afford Wizard World ended years ago. Wizard World is now a small mortgage.
Yeah, it definitely is, but that's a whole other beast. We're going to be checking out some cool cons. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'll tell you, a lot of, you know, you hear about the big ones, but there are a lot of small ones, especially in Delaware and Jersey, that people miss. So definitely keep your eyes and ears out for them.
Yeah, for sure. And it's definitely the kind of thing that I want to get out and cover, because there's a lot of fun events for fans, not just cons. There's a lot of great library events and comic book store events that are out there that can get you into the comics and things that you don't really know about. So we're hoping to get involved in all of that as well. Like you said, it's definitely a good time to be involved in comic books. And then hopefully we're going to bring all the love every Friday night at 10.
I will enjoy listening to you whether I'm around or I'm out and about. So, well, I thank you for letting me call in, good sir.
Yes, thank you for calling in. I'm going to pay some bills and then get ready to sign off. So thank you for calling in, sir. I'll be talking to you soon. Call back anytime you like.
All right. Well, you let me know when you're doing the TV and movie show, and we'll really dive into that subject.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think I'm gonna balance it out some. Like, Luke Cage is definitely going to be at least partial of the topic next week, and then we're going to do a week talking about when the DC shows all come back, because they all come back at the same week, I think.
Yeah, I think it's October 11th.
Right. I think they all come back that week. So we'll be able to talk about those. And so, yeah, definitely there'll be information about those shows, and I'll give you a heads up on when we'll do them, and you can call in.
All right, man.
All right, sir. I will talk to you soon. Happy.
Yes. He almost said it.
I was going to give you a happy trails as I signed you off.
The snappy goodbye?
At least for you. I still have to wrap up a few things.
Take care.
All right. Happy trails.
Have a good one.
All right. And that was Frank Namoli, who used to co-host the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour. He's fortunately going to be a big part of this show as well. It's always good to hear him and his opinions. Two callers back-to-back, and now I'm going to jump out and pay some more bills for Totally Driven. So we'll be back right after this.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson with TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
All right, and we are back with the very first episode of Mavericks Comic Roundup. I hope that you have enjoyed the show thus far, and if you're still hanging in there on 11 o'clock on a Friday night, thank you very much. One last thing I wanted to do, and it's something I want to kind of touch on from time to time and make it a regular part of the show, is I want to talk about some of the unsung comic books that you may not know are out there. And sometimes they're going to be something you wouldn't think of as far as comics go. Sometimes it's going to be something really an obscure gem that you should definitely check out, and or something you can introduce people who don't normally read comics, you can introduce them to comics. And first thing I want to talk about, the very first one, is something that's near and dear to my heart, and it's part of the fandom that I am a big fan of, if that even makes sense. But I am a big Walt Disney and Walt Disney World fan, and one of my favorite lines that has been coming out and doesn't get a whole lot of press is the Disney Kingdoms line. And I recently picked up a couple of hardcover editions of Figment and Figment 2 from the Journey to Imagination attraction in Disney World. Disney Kingdoms has been taking Disney ideas and Disney concepts, mostly related to the theme parks, and creating comic miniseries based on them. And so far they've done The Haunted Mansion, Figment, Figment 2, Big Thunder Railroad, and the very first one was based on an attraction that was never actually built. And all of these are available now in hardbacks. You can get them off of Amazon. You can get them at Barnes & Noble's. But if you're really good to the small business people, you'll go to your local comic book store, and they can order them for you if they don't have them in stock. And these are really, really cool things. I picked up the two hardcovers of the two limited series for Figment and Figment 2, and the art is absolutely beautiful. There's a foreword in both books from a Disney Imagineer that talks about the creation of Figment and the Dreamfinder, and you get to peek into that world a little bit. They include variant covers. They're really cool hardcovers. If you have a friend who's a Disney fan or someone in your house and you want to give them a nice little gift for $24.99, it's a nice little hardcover edition for all of them. I know most of them have been collected in hardcovers, and they just wrapped up their most recent series, The Haunted Mansion, and that should be available soon. And the next book coming out is The Enchanted Tiki Room, which I think is going to be very different and surprising. So it's just a little unsung gem you didn't know was out there. A lot of people may have never even realized that these books were out there. The really cool thing is, last summer when I was down in the Disney parks, they actually had the single issues of many of those books that were being published out there. So they are out there to check out. And if you want to get someone in the comics, or you want to check out something a little different, check out the Disney Kingdoms line, because it's really, really fun. And that's our little last-minute unsung book for this week. And that actually wraps up all I had. I was planning to go an hour. I went a little bit longer, so I'm very excited about that on the first week. I apologize for the little glitches in the beginning. I'm not sure what was going on there. Hopefully it's not an every week occurrence. Special thanks to Mike Ferrara for jumping in and helping out on the boards there. You can hear Mike all over Totally Driven. He's pro wrestling now, and his newest show, the NFL Roundup, because Friday nights is now Roundup night here on Totally Driven with the NFL Roundup and Mavericks Comic Roundup, and that is just awesome. Two fun new shows, and we cover all aspects of entertainment here. So thanks to Bay for giving me the opportunity to get out here and talk comics on a Friday night, which is always fun. Thanks to my darling daughters, Maria and Megan, for calling in on my first show. And thanks to Frank, my good friend, sidekick, and partner, for calling in and talking comics. Next week, like I said, we are definitely going to talk Netflix newest show, Luke Cage. I know it just hits the same day. So I'm not going to spoil a lot. We'll talk about the tone and the feel, and I will have more. Look for announcements on each show Wednesday, because that's New Comic Day, so I'll have a pretty good idea what we should be talking about. So every Wednesday, check out at Mavericks Roundup on Facebook and on Instagram at Mavericks Roundup. And you can follow along, and we'll be talking comics all week there. Thank you so very much for tuning in. I very much appreciate it. Until next week, happy trails and stay driven.
Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart family dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversation, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's Playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling.